Psalm 73. It's an interesting chapter. It starts off and the psalmist says, man, God is good. He's good to Israel. He's good to those that are of a clean heart, that is, those that desire to walk with Him. Doesn't mean a person that doesn't ever sin. It just means a person that confesses and seeks to avoid sin. He said, my feet had almost slipped. And how that happened was he started looking at all the evil in the world and how it seemed like evil people were prospering and weren't suffering. And he just said, you know, he just forgot. And whenever you think about, you start looking the wrong direction, it is easy to forget how blessed we are. And aren't we blessed when you can think about, I mean, all that we do have. And at the end of the day, you know, I heard, I had some family that has some serious problems, going to have a surgery. And I know that that each of us are going to leave this world. And it may be sooner than later. But the difference is for, in this psalm, when you look at it, is those evil people, they're going to be judged in the end. And well, God's children, we've been forgiven of our sins. And heaven is going to be our home. And so he says, and he said then in Psalm 73, in verse 17, he says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you did put them in slippery places and cast them down into destruction. That is, those evil people are all going to be judged. And as a dream, when one waketh, so, O Lord, when thou wakest, thou shalt despise their image. There's a judgment coming. But for us, we have this grace. We have this forgiveness. We have this hope. He ends this psalm by saying, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. So in the end, you know, it is easy. It's tempting to look around and see all the evil, and it seems like the people are blessed and have lots of things. But it is important to remember, you know, how this all ends. Those that don't know God end in judgment and end in the second death. But for those of us who have put our trust in Him and who have forgiveness, have this hope, have this assurance that heaven is our home forever, and those that go leave this world with that kind of grace and hope, they leave with peace, and they leave behind peace and hope. My mom, my dad, I couldn't think about all the, you know, I've got a sister that's there. I've got a son that was stillborn, and I'm sure that he is there. And I'm just getting more and more invested in heaven all the time. And so when I look around, who's really blessed? Who is the one that's really got it made? Who is the one that really has received the most from God? It's not the people in this world. It's not those folks with no hope. This is their only heaven. But for me, heaven is still waiting. And this world is the only hell that you and I, who know the Lord, will ever know. What a blessed thought. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a great day.